Tiffany didn't sleep much on the night before the funeral. Miss Treason's loom had clicked and clacked all through the night because she had an order for bedsheet she wanted to complete. It was just getting light when Tiffany gave up and got up, in that order. At least she could get the goats mucked out and milked before she tackled the other chores. There was snow, and a bitter wind was blowing it across the ground. It wasn't until she was carting a barrow load of muck to the compost heap, which was steaming gently in the grey light, that she heard the tinkling. It sounded a bit like the wind chimes Miss Pullunder had around her cottage, only they were tuned to a note that was uncomfortable for demons. It was coming from the place where the rose bed was in summer. It grew fine old roses, full of scent and so red they were nearly, yes, black. The roses were blooming again, but they... "How do you like them, sheep girl?" said a voice. It didn't arrive in her head. It wasn't her thoughts, any of them, and Dr. Bustle didn't wake up until at least 10. It was her own voice, from her own lips, but she hadn't thought it, and she hadn't meant to say it. Now she was running back to the cottage. She hadn't decided to do that either, but her legs had taken over. It wasn't fear, not exactly. It was just that she very much wanted to be somewhere other than in the garden, with the sun not up, and the snow blowing and filling the air with ice crystals as fine as fog. She ran through the scullery door and collided with a dark figure, which said, sorry, and therefore was Petulia. She was the kind of person who apologised if you trod on her foot. Right now there was no sight more welcome. "Sorry, I was called out to deal with a difficult cow, and, it wasn't worth going back to the bed," Petulia said, and then added, "Are you all right? You don't look it." "I heard a voice in my mouth," said Tiffany. Petulia gave her an odd look, and might just have stepped an inch or so backward.
"You mean in your head?" she asked.
"No, I can deal with those. My mouth said words all by itself. And come and see what's grown in the rose garden. You won't believe it." There were roses. They were made of ice so thin that if you breathed on them, they melted away and left nothing but the dead stalks they'd grown on. And there were dozens of them, waving in the wind.
"Even the heat of my hand near them makes them drip," said Petulia. "Do you think it's your Wintersmith?"
"He's not mine. And I can't think of any other way they'd turn up."
"And do you think he, spoke to you?" said Petulia, plucking another rose.
Ice particles slid off her hat every time she moved.
"No, it was me, I mean my voice. But it didn't sound like him. I mean, like I think he'd sound. It was a bit snide, like Anagramma when she's in a mood, but it was my voice."
"How do you think he'd sound?" said Petulia. The wind gusted across the clearing, making the pine trees shake and roar.
"Tiffany, be mine."
After a little while, Petulia coughed and said, was it just me, or did that sound like..."
"Not just you," whispered Tiffany, standing very still.
"Ah," said Petulia, in a voice as bright and brittle as a rose of ice.
"Well, I think we should get indoors now, yes? And get all the fires lit and some tea made, yes? And then start getting things ready, because quite soon a lot of people will be turning up."
A minute later they were in the cottage, with the doors bolted and every candle sputtering into life. They didn't talk about the wind or the roses. What would be the point? Besides, there was a job to be done. Work, that's what helps. Work, and think and talk later. Don't gabble now like frightened ducks. They even managed to get another layer of grime off the windows. All through the morning people arrived from the village with the things Miss Treason had ordered. People were walking across the clearing. The sun was out, even if it was as pale as a poached egg. The world was belonging to normality. Tiffany caught herself wondering if she was wrong about things. Were there roses? There were none now. The fragile petals had not survived even the dawn's weak light. Had the wind spoken? Then she met Petulia's gaze. Yes, it had happened. But for now, there was a funeral to feed. The girls had already got to work on the ham rolls with three sorts of mustard, but however far wrong you couldn't go with a ham roll, if that was all you were giving 70 or 80 hungry witches, you were going all the way past wrong and were heading into absolute party disaster. So barrows were arriving, with loaves and roasts of beef and jars of pickled cucumbers so big that they looked like drowned whales. Witches are very keen on pickles, as a rule, but the food they like best is free food. Yes, that's the diet for your working witch, lots of food that someone else is paying for, and so much of it that there's enough to shove in your pockets for later. As it turned out, Miss Treason wasn't paying for it either. No one would take any money. They wouldn't leave either, but hung about by the back door looking worried until they could have a word with Tiffany. The conversation, when she could spare the time from slicing and spreading, would go something like this. She's not really dying, is she? Yes, at around 6:30 tomorrow morning. But she's very old. Yes, I think that's sort of why, you see. But what will we do without her? I don't know. What did you do before she was here? She was always here. She knew everything. Who's going to tell us what to do now? And then they'd say, it's not going to be you, is it? And give her a look that said, we hope not. You don't even wear a black dress. After a while, Tiffany got fed up with this and, in a very sharp voice, asked the next person, a woman delivering 6 cooked chickens, what about all those stories about her slitting open bad people's bellies with her thumbnail, then? Well, yes, but it was never anyone we knew, said the woman virtuously. And the demon in the cellar? Oh, so they say. Of course, I never saw it personally. The woman gave Tiffany a worried look. It is down there, isn't it? You want it to be, Tiffany thought. You actually want there to be a monster in the cellar. But as far as Tiffany knew, what was in the cellar this morning was a lot of snoring feagles who had been boozing. If you put a lot of feagles in a desert, within 20 minutes they'd find a bottle of something dreadful to drink. Believe me, madam, you wouldn't want to wake what's down there now, she said, giving the woman a worried smile. The woman seemed satisfied with that, but suddenly looked concerned again. And the spiders? She really eats spiders? She asked. Well, there's lots of webs, said Tiffany, but you never see a spider. Ah, right, said the woman, as if she'd been let into a big secret. Say what you like. Miss Treason's been a real witch. With skulls. I expect you have to polish them, eh? Ha! She could spit your eye out as soon as look at you.
She never did, though, said a man delivering a huge tray of sausages. Not to anyone local, anyway.
That's true, the woman admitted reluctantly. She was very gracious in that respect.
Ah, she was a proper old-time witch, Miss Treason, said the sausage man. Many a man has whittled in his boots when she's turned the sharp side of her tongue on him. You know that weaving she's always doing? She weaves your name into the loom, that's what she does. And if you tell her a lie, your thread breaks, and you drop down dead on the spot.
Yes, that happens all the time, said Tiffany, thinking, this is amazing. Boffo has a life of its own.
Well, we don't get witches like her these days, said a man delivering 4 dozen eggs. These days it's all airy-fairy and dancing around without your drawers on.
They all looked inquiringly at Tiffany. It's winter time, she said coldly, and I've got to get on with my work. The witches will be here soon. Thank you very much. While they were putting the eggs on to boil, she told Petulia about it. It didn't come as a surprise.
They're proud of her, Petulia said. I've heard them boasting about her up at the pig market in Lanker.
They boast?
Oh, yes, like, you think old Mistress Weatherwax is tough? Ours has got skulls and a demon. She's going to live forever, because she's got a clockwork heart she winds up every day. And she eats spiders, sure of it. How do you like them poisoned apples, huh?
Boffo works all by itself, Tiffany thought, once you get it started. Our baron is bigger than your baron. Our witch is witchier than your witch.